Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The state of New York is hoping a critical care nurse in New York City will inspire people across this country to get the COVID-19 vaccine. This morning, Sandra Lindsay was among the first Americans to receive the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine recently authorized for emergency use. It was a big moment for a nurse who's been on the front lines since the start of the pandemic.
I hope this marks the beginning to the end of a very painful time in our history.
Indeed, the United States is very close to reaching nearly 300,000 deaths from COVID-19, according to disease trackers at Johns Hopkins University. Hundreds of thousands of doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine are arriving at sites across the U.S. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports many hospitals will begin vaccinating their employees in the next few days.
Hospital centers say they're prepared with freezers to maintain the Pfizer vaccine at minus 94 degrees Fahrenheit. Here's U.S. Army General Gus Perna of Operation Warp Speed.
We expect 145 sites to receive vaccine on Monday.
And another 425 sites on Tuesday. Physicians, nurses, and staff members working in direct contact with COVID-19 patients are top priority, and supplies may ramp up quickly. The U.S. government has purchased about 100 million more doses of the Moderna vaccine as well. The company is awaiting emergency use authorization, and an FDA advisory committee meeting on the matter is set for later this week. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
The logistics of delivering more vaccines and building public trust will fall to the Biden administration in a matter of weeks. Before that, the Electoral College takes a crucial step today in voting to officially recognize Joe Biden as the next president of the United States. Here's NPR's Tamara Keith.
A total of 538 electors are voting, mostly in state capitals, taking the results from November and translating them into votes in the Electoral College. They're chosen by state political parties, and in most states, electors are required to cast their votes to reflect the winner of the popular vote in their state. It's a vestige of political compromise at the time of the nation's founding, and typically occurs without much fanfare. But President Trump is still disputing his loss, falsely claiming fraud, tweeting debunked conspiracy theories, and pledging to fight on. President-elect Biden is set to deliver a speech after the results are in about, quote, the strength and resilience of our democracy. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
ExxonMobil is publicly committing to the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions over the next 5 years. Today, the oil giant announced it would decrease the intensity of operated upstream greenhouse gas emissions 15% to 20% by the year 2025. This is NPR. Russia is speeding up plans to manufacture and distribute its COVID-19 vaccine to more than 10 countries in Asia, the Middle East, and South America. Researchers say the vaccine candidate called Sputnik V continues to be 91.4% effective against becoming ill from the disease caused by the coronavirus. And now to India, where farmers are showing no sign of ending their demonstrations over changes made by the government that they say will reduce their incomes. Sushmita Pathak reports the protests began in late November.
Tens of thousands of protesting farmers are observing a hunger strike. For the past 3 weeks, they've been sitting on highways leading to the capital, New Delhi, demanding that the government overturn 3 new laws passed in September. They're also asking India's Supreme Court to intervene. The government says the reforms are meant to deregulate the country's agriculture sector, which employs more than half of India. But farmers fear the laws will cut into their earnings by taking away the minimum price guarantee on crop sales. Several rounds of negotiations between farmers and the government have failed. For NPR News, I'm Sushmita Pathak in Mumbai.
The Trump administration is now formally accusing Iran of playing a role in the presumed death of retired FBI agent Robert Levinson. It issued an announcement today publicly identifying 2 Iranian intelligence officers in the crime. Levinson was last seen more than 10 years ago in Iran. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.